Ready to amp up your happiness? Welcome to Joy Break, your source for joyful content and practical life strategies. And now, here's your host, Catherine Walker.
And 2021 are proving hard years to listen to the news, read the papers, or be involved in politics. I find it increasingly frustrating that I can't seem to just find the facts. No slant, no angle. They aren't reporting like they were 30 years ago. At that time, Americans heard the same news, no matter the channel. And this isn't happening today. We are fractionalized to the nines. And it breaks my heart and makes me angry. Then I read these words from Andy Stanley, and I was absolutely convicted. He writes, "Sometimes I just want it to stop. Talk of COVID, looting, brutality, I lose my way. I become convinced that this new normal is real life. And then I met an 87-year-old who talks of living through polio, diphtheria, Vietnam protests, and yet is still enchanted with life. He seemed surprised when I said that 2020 must have been especially challenging for him. No, he said slowly, looking me straight in the eye. I learned a long time ago to not see the world through the printed headlines. I see the world through the people that surround me. I see the world with the realization that we love big. Therefore, I just choose to write my own headlines. Husband loves wife today. Family drops everything to come to grandma's bedside. Old man makes a new friend." Oh my goodness, isn't that poetic and beautiful? Hashtag write your own headlines. Okay, time for a joy break. This one is titled, "It's a Jungle Out There." When my daughter Haley was 2, we were sitting in the living room together, and the trash in the kitchen shifted in the can as it was settling, and it made a loud noise. Haley and I looked at each other in surprise, and because I love to hear how my little ones think, I asked, "What do you think that was?" And she said, "Monkeys." And I exclaimed, "Monkeys?" "Yes," she said, "monkeys. Monkeys in the kitchen." We have treasured that story and brought it up many, many times. Hashtag write your own headlines. It could include monkeys. Okay, break's over. If I were to write my own headlines from this past week, here's what I would say. Mother and daughter shopping trip was a success. Daughter leads prayer group at college. Son-in-law gives great birthday gift. Sister shares beauty secret. Neighborhood book club lifts spirits. Those are my headlines, and those are headlines I want to read and learn about and listen to. Those headlines make me feel authentic. What would your headlines be? Wouldn't they be so much brighter and lighter than what we read about today? It's heartbreaking out there. America is found in the people in your family, your friend groups, your community, your church. It's not just represented in the headlines from CNN or Fox. And we can write our own headlines, showing beauty and grace and love and support. Now, one thing I want to clarify. I am not saying stick your head in the sand and be ignorant of what's going on. I definitely think you need a dose of news, but a healthy dose in healthy increments. You can't deep dive. It just is too much. I still think we need to regroup and keep our bearings. The hate and scandals and violence and division may be present, but it doesn't represent the bulk of the people out there. I believe 80% of humans are basically good. They try to be a stand-up spouse, a loving parent, a caring friend. But in order to reinforce this belief, it might be helpful to write your own headlines from time to time. It will boost your own joy to realize all the goodness evidenced in your life and point it out to yourself and others. My challenge for you is write a few of your own headlines. Reinforce the values you treasure, the love you feel, the laughter you hear. Who will you highlight? Who deserves your ink? What do you have that's worthy of sharing with the world? Hashtag, write your own headlines. You can be managing editor of your own life.
Like what you heard today? Grab a copy of Catherine's book or ebook, Boosting Your Joy, on Amazon. If you'd like for Catherine to come speak at your next group or company event, contact her directly at boostingyourjoy.com. That's boostingyourjoy.com.